This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the new law on the appointments of Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioner. A bench comprising Justices Chief Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Dutta said that it cannot stay the law at this stage when the Lok Sabha polls are approaching. The bench said nowhere in the Constitution bench judgment it was said that who should be members of the Selection Committee. The Apex Court was hearing a patch of pleas seeking a stay on the new law. Chief Election Commissioner and other Election Commissioners appointment conditions of service and terms of office Act 2023. The Supreme Court also noted that there are no allegations against the newly appointed Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. The Election Commission has issued transfer orders for non-cadre officers who were posted as a district magistrate and superintendent of police in four states, namely Gujarat, Punjab, Odisha and West Bengal. The Commission took the decision in a meeting chaired by Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar. Additionally, the Commission has also directed for transfer of SSP Bhatinda in Punjab and SP Sonikpur in Assam, considering their kinship or familial association with the elected political representative. The Election Commission has directed Electronics and IT Ministry to immediately halt the delivery of Viksit Bharat messaging over WhatsApp. The Commission said it has received several complaints that such messages are still being delivered on citizens' phones despite the announcement of the general elections. In response, the Ministry had informed the Commission that although the letters were sent out before the Model Code of Conduct came into force, some of them could have possibly been delivered to recipients with a delay because of systematic and network limitations. As the general election edges closer, the Election Commission is all prepared to combat the challenge of misinformation that has the potential to cripple the democratic process. The Commission has issued stern directives and has urged vigilance and responsibility from all stakeholders. Our correspondent reports that the poll worry has urged the political parties to verify before amplifying any information, thereby cautioning against the dissemination of false narratives. Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur today inaugurated an accessibility help desk in the Supreme Court premises in Delhi. Talking to reporters, the Chief Justice said, "The opening of help desk is in continuation of its mission, which began with the submission of report by the committee, chaired by Justice Ravindra Bhatt." Chief Justice Chandrachur said the committee made various suggestions for making the Supreme Court accessible for people with special needs. The Indian Railways is running 540 special trains to ensure a smooth and comfortable journey for passengers during the ongoing festive season of Holi. The Railway Ministry said trains have been planned to connect major destinations across the country on railway routes. These are Delhi-Patna, Delhi-Bhagalpur, Delhi-Mujaffarpur, Delhi-Saharsa, Gorakhpur-Mumbai, Kolkata-Puri, Guwahati-Ranchi and New Delhi-Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. The ministry said that more than 219 trains have been added for this festive season compared to last year. The ministry said additional Railway Protection Force personnel has been deployed at major stations to ensure security of passengers. The officers have also been deployed on emergency duty at major stations to ensure a smooth running of trains. Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed election in-charges and co-in-charges for Rajasthan, Haryana and Andhra Pradesh for the Lok Sabha elections 2024. The party has appointed Vinay Sahasrabuddhe, Vijaya Rahatkar and Pravesh Verma for Rajasthan, Satish Punya and Surendra Singh Nagar for Haryana and Arun Singh and Siddharth Nath Singh for Andhra Pradesh. The centre has notified fact-check unit under Press Information Bureau of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting as a fact-check unit of the central government. Ministry of Electronics and IT said this in a gazette notification yesterday. In Swiss Open Badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's single three-quarters in straight sets last night. He defeated Takuma Obayashi of Japan in the first round. In another match, Priyanshu Rajawat also secured his three-quarter berth by defeating Hong Kong's Li Chukui Former champion Kidambi Srikanth and informed Lakshya Sen have also progressed to the men's singles pre-quarters. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.